Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk. Anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find and download this particular episode and all the other 2022 NFL draft prospects previews that we bring to you along this path towards this next draft. We have a fantastic guest on the show this afternoon. He played at Albany, standout tackle, offensive lineman, if you will. And I'm curious to find out where he got that nickname, but it's none other than the standout, Andrew Crit Johnson. Crit, welcome to the program. I'm curious about the nickname. How did that come about?
Yeah, thank you for having me on. It's part of my middle name, which is Crittenden. I'm named after my dad, but I'm not a junior. So parents decided to go by Crit, and that's what I've been with ever since.
Now, hey, there you go. Very, very, very easily said and done. So, and your brother plays at JMU, Cole Johnson, so you guys have an athletic background. I'm curious, did your father play college football or just you two?
No, he went to the Naval Academy, so he played some sports there. But, yeah, we were the first ones to play football, and I kind of took after him. I went to the Virginia Military Institute before I went to UAlbany.
Excellent, excellent stuff. So I'm curious, I mean, Pop Warner growing up, I mean, was football the first sport for you, or there was other sports that you pretty, you know, you kind of dabbled in and loved just as much as the gridiron?
Yeah, basketball, I would say my first one. Parents tried to get me in everything, so I remember growing up playing basketball, swimming, football, soccer, anything like that, but football and basketball definitely stuck with me the most. And yeah, definitely found myself playing basketball the most in my off time.
So do you not grow tall enough? When do you kind of know that football is going to be the sport that, you know, allows you to play in college and possibly now play in the National Football League?
Yeah, I kind of stopped. I played AAU from eighth grade up until junior year of high school. And then I was like, you kind of need to make a decision and really focus on one or the other, knowing that you have potential to possibly go somewhere and play football and play on a scholarship and get school paid for. So I'd say about junior year of high school, I started taking football more seriously and kind of put basketball on the back burner. I still played varsity, but I just didn't really put much effort into it in the summer like I would with AAU.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Crit Johnson here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft. So for you personally, I mean, it could be from the time you arrive at Albany. I don't know, but when do you really get the sense that you have a legit shot at this next, you know, journey, this, you know, to get paid to play professional football on Sunday? When does that sink in? I mean, do you have great games against great opponents? Do your coaches tell you, hey, you know what, scouts are coming in, they're watching your film? Or did you just say, hey, Crit, we love what you're doing, it's very special? How do you get that legit sense?
I mean, it's always been a dream. So you always, you know, as a kid, you work at it. And then as you get older, you kind of see, like, you know, you look like maybe I'll, you know, have a chance to go to the next level. And you just keep working hard. And, yeah, you'll have good games, but you also have bad games. But it's just in the end, it's just you have to have confidence in yourself that you have the talents to make it to the next level. You know, other people can tell you that you have a shot, but you have to believe in yourself first before anyone else can tell you that you have a shot.
Yeah, and it does. It's an internal thing, and then you got to kind of just bring it to fruition. I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if we threw you in that film room, you're with these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those, you know, hallmark abilities that teams are going to love that are going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Yeah, mainly playing tackle. I can play either side, played left and right side, can get to the second level, can stick on defenders long, which can help in pass blocking. But, yeah, I'd say those would be the best qualities. And then off the field, just reliable and consistent and willing to work and know how to work. So I think those qualities would really show to the other teams to pick me up or at least give me a shot.
Fair enough. And how about this one? You kind of touched base on being the reliable guy off the field. Does anything else need to be mentioned on the show? I mean, these guys could be listening in. It could be film study, weight room warrior, team captain, community service, the offense you ran where maybe you didn't run block as more as pass block or pass block not as much as run block. I mean, what do these scouts need to know, Crit, that can help you get drafted or at least get in camp?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one to me is, if you don't know, the Virginia Military Institute, to me, is probably one of the hardest colleges in America to go through, and went through all that 4 years, good grades. So I know how to stick with something. I wasn't a starter right away, so I know how to work hard. I know how to come from the bottom and eventually earn that starting spot, help BMI go from a losing team to eventually they won the SoCon. It was a year after I left, but every year we were trending, getting better. Know how we weren't winning a whole lot, but I know how to lose, and we keep trying to get better. It doesn't affect me. Obviously, no one wants to lose, but I know a lot of people don't know how to lose and how to keep working through losses. And every year I've gotten better from when I have played, so I guess those would be my additional selling points.
Wonderful way to wonderful way to sell yourself, Crit. You know, we ask that question of everyone, and I just think it's a great opportunity to allow you guys to tell these gentlemen, if they're out there listening, hey, there's a lot more that you're not going to see on this tape that you need to know about. For you, I'm glad you brought up VMI. I mean, how hard is it? You talked about it. I mean, what's it like just a typical day within the season? I mean, absent of everything else, but during a, you know, season, what's it like for a student athlete like yourself to do that?
It's definitely it's different than when I went to Albany. It's very different when you're going through the harder part as a freshman. But, you know, you just get up in the morning, go to formation, then you go to your classes. And the hard part compared to other schools is you don't have as much time for football because a lot of time your schedule is packed with classes or you have to be in the morning for formation, so you can't get that extra film in. And sometimes getting that extra lifting can be hard. And then you lift in the afternoon, or you practice in the afternoon, and then you go to dinner, and then you do your homework. So it's not too different, just, you know, some of the little added stuff the military part of the school makes you do makes it a little cumbersome.
Wonderful stuff. Once again, Crit Johnson here on the C2P, standout here at Albany, also played at VMI and is making his path towards this next level. I got to ask you, what kind of system do you guys run? And I'm not familiar with the offensive scheme, and you could talk about either VMI or Albany. I mean, what were your duties? I mean, were you more prominent at pass block, more prominent in the run game? Kind of just kind of take us through that offensive scheme and you personally, what was asked of you?
Yeah, both of them were about the same. So we threw almost as much as we passed. It depended. We both had my senior year and my year at Albany, we both had very good backs. The one at VMI was All-American. The one here was All-American All-Conference this year. So we started to the offense being more pass, but then because we have such good backs, we could also run the ball a lot. So certain games we run 40 times, other games we might run 20 times. It just all depended on how the game scheme was going and how we were doing well that that game against the defense. But it was about 50-50.
What's your favorite play to execute? I mean, if that play comes through the huddle, quarterback says it, you get in your position, what play do you just love seeing to come to perfection?
I say it, like a good power play, you know. You just double team down up to a backer and just feel the back run back right off your back. I don't think there's much better play than that.
I love it. And just so you know, Crit, offensive linemen are my favorite player to watch. When I'm up in the press box with the binoculars on, I mean, I get carried away. When I find some nasty, tenacious offensive lineman, to just you can follow him after the play ends and, you know, say the play's ran to the right side and this guy's pushing this guy's off to the left and you just kind of follow him through and, you know, maybe puts the guy on the ground, gets up and, you know, uses the guy's helmet as a, you know, stepping stool. I mean, it's fun stuff. Definitely my favorite position to watch when I'm at a game live and being able to kind of really take it in. I'm not familiar. I don't know if you've already graduated. How do you kind of plan on taking on the next few months as you kind of prepare for pro day and being in your best possible shape and all the things that would come with being a 2022 NFL draft prospect?
Yeah, I have. I got my undergrad and currently working on my master's, but I've been at a home training with a guy who I've been with for a while, Anthony Stringfield, First String Sports, but I'm also going to go down to Texas and work at the Michael Johnson Performance and get some lineman training as well and get ready for a combine or a pro day near me.
Wonderful. Yeah, you're going to be a busy man. I'm going to have to reach out to you after you're there for a few weeks and ask you how much you're looking in the mirror to see the definition and how much they change your body. It's truly an amazing thing. As good as shape you are now, Crit, they take you to another level and both fine places. You got a lot. And congratulations on working on that master's. You really have accomplished a lot in such a short amount of time and so much to conquer ahead as you build towards this thing. We are almost out of time, and we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us, and we're so glad to get you on and share you with our draft audience. We always like to end the show. We call it Free and Out. There are a few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Now, Coach Gattuso, does he have any pet peeves at practice, something that really drives him nuts, but it's also something you guys joke and laugh about afterwards?
A lot of people, you know, if you didn't go hard enough that day, then we would do something. Every once in a while, the video people would come and have you, like, impersonate him, and that's always his one thing is just harp on, you know, having a good practice and just going hard that day.
Excellent. And we mentioned your brother Cole Johnson plays at James Madison. Are you guys ultra-competitive with each other? How's that dynamic work out between the two of you?
Yeah, we definitely were as kids more, you know, any video game, any sports thing, always a competition, eating, anything like that. But now that we've gotten older, we've realized we've, you know, bonded more because we both kind of took the same path in college, kind of had to wait out our turn and just work to get to the starting spot. So we've definitely bonded over that and have some sympathy and empathy for each other.
When's the last time your dad's had to say, hey, both of you, cut it out, I'm done?
Yeah, it's been like probably 6+ years.
Yes,
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I did that. I used to do that all the time, but no, I've calmed down with that.
I love it. And then the final one, you know as well as I do, I mean, this thing's going to go quick. You know, you mentioned about First String Sports. You're going to go down to, you know, Michael Johnson Performance in Texas and then pro day workouts, and then boom, the draft's going to be here. On draft weekend, when you're waiting to hear your name called, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Oh, my mom, for sure. She makes so many good meals. I say burger and fries. She makes some really good burgers, and she has some, like, thinly sliced homemade fries, and makes really good dessert, too. She's all around. She can make anything to me. So, yeah, anything my mom makes, I'll be happy with.
Crit, I love it. We've been doing the show a long time. We've been asking that question for a long time. That's the first burger and fries, all-American meal that we got. That has to be fabulous. Fabulous burger and fries. Man, I might have to try
it. Avocado on it, an egg.
Oh, she knows what she's... That's not playing the ground. That's Bobby Flay style right there. Top shelf. Top shelf. You got me hungry now. Hey, fantastic show, and your mom's now on the clock also for some burgers and fries on draft weekend. With that said, Crit, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, stay travels down to Texas, and you make your path towards this. But we appreciate you sharing some time with us today.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Crit Johnson, the standout offensive lineman here on the C2P. You folks know Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you want to listen to these podcasts, you can listen to them at your leisure. Thanks for stopping by.
This has been a C2P exclusive.